Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from upstate New York. I am back in New York from visiting my family in Michigan, so I believe the quality of the recording today should be a little bit more clear for your listening enjoyment. And today I want to talk a little bit about love. Because one of the things that I find a wee bit frustrating in our modern, what seems to be coming more postmodern times, is, at least in the English-speaking world, this sort of hollowing out of the word and the concept behind it of love. English language is rich and beautiful in a lot of ways, but when it comes to things like love, we find our language very limited, very one-dimensional. We have to speak in very high poetic terms just to reach some level of nuances in relationship to what love is. And what I see, based on my experience as a minister in the church and through my time of becoming a Christian and etc., is this idea that love is just merely a sentiment. You know, love is rooted in the feelings, and, you know, you do things in order to bring about good feelings in the world and good feelings in oneself, and that is the end of it. Well, that's a very worldly, almost I would dare say a very materialistic notion of what love is. And that is not love of a Christian. We speak about, and we can say we speak about, because as a church, we are given the Gospels to proclaim, so we say we can speak in this way, that as Christ told us in the Gospel this weekend, that he has come to be a fire, to set a fire to the earth, and how he yearns for the blazing even in his time as he journeyed on the earth before the resurrection and his crucifixion. Now, I'm really hammering quite hard in the podcast today this sort of worldly notion of what love is, and hammering the over-sentimentalized notion, the Hallmark-esque, the very emotive base, you know, if you don't make me feel good, then screw you, I'm going to walk away from you and be done, anathema sit, all that sort of stuff. I want to go a little deep. One of the great and one of the books I incorporate regularly into my spiritual life is the text called The Divine Intimacy of Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene, a Discalced Carmelite. He wrote a series of reflections based on the liturgical calendar pre-Vatican II, so it doesn't always match up with our post-Vatican II calendar, but some of the rich nuances and insights that he offers is just, it puts me in a bit of awe and wonder at times, the insight that this man offers. And when it comes to love, and he's talking about a love right now in the part of his text I'm in the chapter called The Motive for Fraternal Charity, Father Gabriel says this: "If I love my neighbor because he is congenial, renders me service, or sympathizes with me, or because I enjoy his friendship, if I love him because of his fine qualities and pleasing manners, my love is merely human, and it is not the love of charity. If I am good to my neighbor and help him because I am sorry for him or feel bound to him by human ties, my love may be called sympathy or philanthropy, but it cannot yet be called charity, because the characteristic of charity is to love one's neighbor propter Deum, for God." Now, in that quote, he reminds us that our love is not merely about, and I'm speaking about love now in a Christian sense, isn't merely about providing the necessary good of the other. That's in essence a work of justice. No, no, no. We care. We love. We are called to be people of charity because we see in the other the very presence of God. Love of God and love of neighbor are intrinsically linked together. Why? Because God has desired to dwell in his creation. And when we care for our brothers and sisters, when we care for God's children in the world, we are acknowledging his presence and we are acting on their behalf out of sake for him, not some sort of quid pro quo. I help the poor because it makes me feel better. Well, really, you're exploiting the poor in that regard. You're using them as a means for your own self-gratification, no matter how good that your charity, quote-unquote charity, may be for the other person. As Christians, we are called to take the stance of the publican and realize that we are sinners and we fall short. So when we go about doing charity, we do it out of the sheer grace that God has sort of pierced our heart with his own love. So with that love that is permeating our very being, we are able to see his presence in all those around us. And we respond accordingly for God. Charity is always in relationship to three people, I, the other, and God, the three of us. A marriage is the same regard. It's not just between the man and the woman. It's the man, woman, and God. Now, this is some radical stuff. And our concepts of love always need to be challenged in order that they can be purified. And I want to end my podcast on this, on the great insight that comes from Elizabeth of the Trinity. In relationship to love, she writes, "Our God is a consuming fire, that is, a fire of love which destroys, which transforms into itself everything that it touches." We are being transformed constantly through our whole journey of faith by the Holy Spirit because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit now. And that means part of who we are needs to die so we can be reborn in the fire of the Spirit. Thanks be to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who endured the cross and by the power of God's love was raised from the dead. Let us be not afraid of this challenge of Christian love that calls us to a radical transformation. For as we journey together, we do not do this in isolation, but we do this in unity with one another. For we are bound together as a family, as the body of Christ, in, by, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, who is the very love of God. So let us not be afraid, my brothers and sisters, and be people of true Christian charity in the world, knowing that no matter what we do and how we do it for the sake of the other, it is always for God, who has sought to dwell amongst his created world, so we may find him as we journey together ever more deeply into the gift that is our humanity. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing here in my podcast, please make sure to click that little subscribe button. And if you're on a platform where there's a like icon, click that like icon too. It really helps other people find this podcast in the search engine. If you want more of my content, go over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find my blog posts, Catholic Stand articles I've written. You can find my YouTube videos. You can also get Carmelite memes to carry around in your electronic devices for spiritual nourishment throughout your day. Again, that is thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much. And remember, know that I'll be praying for you.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tours Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.